Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Located 7 to 8 miles west of Grand Forks on Highway 2 and a couple miles north is Kelly Slough National Wildlife Refuge. It's well known to area bird enthusiasts as being a great place to do some bird watching, particularly during the spring and fall migrations. So depending upon weather, bird watching should be quite good from around late March through May. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website on the refuge, it was established back in the 1930s to develop and manage systems of wetlands and grasslands unique to the Red River Valley. The Red River Valley is one of the most intensively drained and farmed areas in the nation, so marshes and associated habitats are in short supply. As such, the refuge provides important stopover areas for migrating birds, particularly waterfowl and shorebirds, to rest and stoke their biological furnaces before continuing their migration. Species observed on the refuge just last year include trumpeter swan, great egret, Hudsonian godwit, ruddy turnstone, American golden plover, and buff-breasted sandpiper. The refuge consists of a little over 1,200 acres of wetland and upland habitats. Unlike some national wildlife refuges in the state, most of this refuge is closed to visitors to protect the wildlife. There is, however, a parking lot and a short trail that leads to a viewing deck that provides good viewing of the birds and perhaps other wildlife. It should also be noted that adjacent and nearby are several WPAs, waterfowl production areas, that are managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as wildlife management areas managed by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. If you're interested in birding, do yourself a favor and check out the eBird website on your computer. It's a website dedicated to birds and bird watching and managed by the Cornell University's Lab of Ornithology. I found it to be a helpful source of information for anyone interested in birds and birding. The site can serve both a novice and expert birding enthusiast in a variety of ways. Users, for example, can post bird sightings and keep track of their species lists. What I find particularly helpful is that a user can explore bird sightings in a particular area, for example, by state, such as North Dakota, or by recent reports by location. One can also search by species. I've put links to information on Kelly Slough and eBird, including a list of species observed on the refuge along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.